Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Coverings in Atlanta, and I'm in the Crossville space with Lindsay Ann Waltrip, the Vice President of Marketing. Lindsay, how you doing?
I'm great. It's a good start to the show.
I hear this music in the background. It sounds like you guys got a festive environment going here, don't you?
We do. We always love a good party, and we're celebrating the launch of our Retroactive 2.0 and Patterns lines here in the booth. This line is incredibly beautiful with 13 colors, but the two most remarkable are a new super bright white called Snowblind and a really deep black called Armor. And all of our booth revolves around this great black and white vintage Rat Pack kind of theme. So you'll hear Frank in the background crooning his way through the show.
Okay. Does this tell us one of the trends is to be bold?
It is. And contrast is definitely part of a trend. You're going to see a lot of black and white going on right now. We'll be talking about that tomorrow in the trends presentation. But it's not just about black and white and contrast. It's how that works with other decor schemes. So whether we're talking about Art Deco as a theme, and you can see some additional Art Deco elements in the booth, or you're talking about the new Moody Deeps that have been in this Colors of the Year, blacks and whites are hitting on a variety of decor trend fronts.
All right, a little background with Crossville. Most people know, market leader, probably the second market share position in the U.S. You make your products here, and you focus mostly on the commercial market. I just saw your company at HD Expo last week. You had a vignette that included some shiny glass blocks and some high contrast items, doing well in the hospitality business. It's one of the things I like to key in on is your focus in the commercial market. We've here where other people who tried to enter the market, just recently one company decided to lay off their A&D rep, but you have focused in this for a long time, and it continues to do well for you, right?
It does. You know, it's a huge chunk of our business. It is what our primary business is. It's commercial, whether that be hospitality, healthcare, workplace. It is not a business for everyone. It's one that we've been successful in because we've always been focused in it. It's not something that you can dabble or play in. The amount of time and investment that it takes to get a spec and ride out through the jobs is substantial. It's one of the reasons why you don't see our product line turn as much as some of the other companies that are out there, because sometimes it takes 3 years from the specification to the build. And these designers and builders have to know that they're working with a company that they can trust to have that inventory when it comes time to install it.
You know, another dimension of it is designers like to put their look into something, so you need to give them the raw components that they can use to customize. And so like your bright white and black, I mean, those are great products that they can use along with some of your other products to give their client a look that they won't find anywhere else, right?
Our whole theme for the year is bold blends, and it's about just that, Kemp. It's about our product team designing and creating things that can mix and match throughout the line so any designer can find what they need and create their own look and feel that's unique to their project. It's not necessarily a Geranimals type of approach. We don't make the recommendation. That's the job of the designer. We just make really great products that are on trend that can be put together in ways that are unique and successful.
You know, we just finished our annual report, our May issue of Floor Focus, and we talk about the tile market growing just a little bit over 6%. And we'd also note that Crossville, while a private company, and this is our estimate, actually beat that pace. So you're taking a little bit of market share, doing real well in the business. One of the things I know that's a growth area for you is this new gauged porcelain. And it's not new for you because you lined up with the Laminum brand several years ago, and that's your approach to the market, right?
It is. We did partner with Laminum to be their sole U.S. distributor, and we love their technology and the looks that they bring to the market. It was incredibly important to us when we brought in initially the wall tile and then wall and floor that we had the technical expertise that you know Crossville for to have trainings and guidelines and recommendations on how to use this product. And we've really become the leader in the installation moment for the product as well as stocking. It's been really interesting when people look at the product and then they think about a competitor's product and then they might not be able to get it and they come back to us because we stock so many SKUs in our warehouse in Tennessee.
And you're actually going to a thicker countertop product down the road, right?
It is in our plans to go to that. We have a few SKUs here in the booth, and we'll be doing a soft launch later this year with certain select distribution. So you'll see more from that as we move forward. I know in other conversations and articles throughout the press, things have been alluded to, but that is here in the booth, and it is our intention to continue with that partnership with Laminum.
Now, you sometimes will do Facebook Live presentations. Are you doing that at this show?
Yes, we have presentations by our product development group to talk about the strategy of our products and really emphasize what that bold blend is about. We have a technical discussion that goes back to how you can blend these products in different considerations, such as thickness and modular and all of those different things that they'll be doing along with the contractor cocktail hour. Then we have our designer trend panel discussions. We have two at this show, one that's residential and one that's commercial. So there's a lot happening, as well as we have select groups of speakers like Noah Chitty and Irene Williams that are part of the Crossville family speaking at different engagements on the floor, including myself doing a trends presentation.
All right. Sounds like a busy time. It's great to catch up with you here at the show. Again, been talking to Lindsay Ann Waltrip, the VP of Marketing for Crossville at Coverings 2018 in Atlanta, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLE.net.